Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Tractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 31 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Federal workers have until the end of business today to say whether they'll be taking the buyout offered by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington with more on how many have said yes so far.
At last check, at least 40,000 federal workers had signed up for the buyout, a small fraction of the more than 2 million who've been offered it. Many agency workers we've spoken with say they simply don't trust that the administration would live by the terms of the deal to keep those resigning on the payroll through the end of September, especially since at this point, the government is only funded through mid-March.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he doesn't believe U.S. troops will be needed in Gaza in order to fulfill President Trump's proposal of taking over the Gaza Strip. Yesterday, the president said U.S. troops could well be used. One of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, Honeywell, has announced this morning it plans to split itself up into three different publicly traded companies. This is ABC News. The Hollywood battle between the It Ends With Us stars Justin Baldoni and Blake Lively is now threatening to bring a pop superstar into the battle. Here's ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Baldoni's attorney not ruling out deposing Lively's megastar best friend, Taylor Swift. The suit alleging the singer was at Lively and husband Ryan Reynolds' penthouse during a meeting over script differences. A source close to the situation saying Swift wasn't there for the meeting, that she arrived as Baldoni was leaving and never saw any clips from the movie until after it came out, adding she is not relevant to the case.
Blake Lively has accused Baldoni of sexual harassment while making the film. He denies it. The Earth getting warmer, according to Copernicus, the European Climate Service. Last month was the world's warmest January on record, breaking the 2024 record by 0.16 degrees Fahrenheit. Scientists say this is more proof global warming is accelerating. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 32 degrees in Richland Center. There is a wind advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until 9 o'clock tonight. Sunny to partly cloudy and very blustery with a high of 31. Winds will be west 15 to 25 with gusts up to 40. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 8. And partly cloudy tomorrow with a high of 25. Currently in Richland Center, we have received gusts up to 21 miles per hour, but now they're at 13, making it feel like it's 19 degrees outside. And once again, our current temperature is 32 degrees.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. From February 10th through 21st, for $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy Sofa and Love Seat to relax in style, the Bullenberg Dining Table with four chairs to bring the family together, the Lavenhorn Reclining Sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort, the Hyena Full or Queen Panel Bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Today is Thursday, February 6th. Good afternoon for WRCL News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. And first of all, we have this announcement to pass along. Highway Wisconsin 60 at Fox Road, near Sauk City. That's still closed, and both the east and westbound lanes are closed. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation are asking travelers to use alternate routes. The Richland Center City Council meeting was held Tuesday night with several items on the agenda for the Common Council to vote on. The first item on the agenda was a request from RCHS's Youth for Change and the Parkers for Prevention Coalition to develop a model ordinance to support tobacco-free parks. The council voted unanimously to direct the city attorney to work on a model ordinance for tobacco-free parks in the city of Richland Center. The council also approved to repeal and replace Chapter 40, fixing the boundaries of the wards and the aldermanic districts of the city and establishing a single reporting unit, combining wards into a single reporting unit, and also approved poll workers for the 2025 elections. The council did vote against renaming the city landfill, keeping the name Richland Center Landfill intact. Sale of a loader mount snowblower and a skid steer attachment snowblower from Public Works Fleet were approved, along with the purchase of an auto mower robot mower. Other items approved on the agenda were a landfill monitoring services agreement with MyTech Monitoring Service and submission of a community development investment grant for Wild Honey Collective, LLC, which will be located in the former Gables Restaurant building. With the cost of waste management going up, the council approved raising garbage collection fees, which have not been raised since 2014. Tipping fees for garbage collection from non-commercial properties not having more than four dwelling units will be raised from $12 to $14 per pickup. Tipping fees for acceptance of garbage, trash, and other acceptable waste brought to the city disposal site will increase from $10 to $15. A Class C wine license for AD German Warehouse, a temporary Class B retailer license for the Richland County Performing Arts Council, were both approved. The council also approved the city management of the Veterans Memorial at City Hall and a contract with Chrome Fireworks and Display, LLC. The council did postpone voting on the application of Bindle Tire and Auto for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 243 East Court Street and voted against the application of Guru Ramdas Shah LLC for a conditional use permit to allow an auto repair garage or facility at 789 Sextonville Road before adjourning and going into closed session. A statewide Amber Alert involving a pregnant teen remains in effect. Charges of a child abduction and enticement have now been filed against 40-year-old Gary Day, who is believed to be with 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam. Day and Franklin were seen together earlier this week, despite a no-contact order for the two. Franklin is 3 months pregnant, and police say Day is the father. Police believe they could be driving a black 2014 Buick LaCrosse. Initially, the vehicle had Arkansas plates, but now authorities say they could be switched to Pennsylvania plates. Hundreds of people gathered at the state capitol yesterday to voice their opposition to President Donald Trump's policies. Braving the cold, it was 20 degrees. There were speakers and people carried signs saying things like, "Billionaires are robbing us," and "Deport Elon Musk." These protests were planned all over the country Wednesday. Madison was just one location. Governor Tony Evers unveils his budget plan to support Wisconsin agriculture.
The Democratic governor plans to propose $80 million in funding for state farmers, producers, and processors as part of his state budget he'll unveil later this month. That includes $30 million in state funding for an effort Evers created in 2021 using federal COVID-19 funding to help local food banks. Evers included a similar provision in his previous budget, but Republican lawmakers removed it. Some other initiatives include $15 million to relaunch a program created in 2009 to purchase easements that barred land from being developed for any purpose other than agricultural use. Evers said farmers, producers, and processors have been the backbone of Wisconsin for generations. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Callers are getting busy signals and voicemail inboxes are full at many U.S. Senate offices. People are trying to reach out and voice their opinions on President Donald Trump's cabinet picks, executive orders, and moves to dismantle various federal programs. The situation is frustrating lawmakers and callers across the country. A memo distributed to Senate staff Tuesday and obtained by the Associated Press says the Senate is experiencing an unusually high volume of inbound calls. That comes as Trump and ally Elon Musk are working to shrink the size of the federal government by shuttering agencies, temporarily freezing funding, and pushing workers to resign. Republicans in the state legislature are criticizing the new election observers rule proposal from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The proposal is meant to clarify what election observers can and can't do at Wisconsin polling sites. The rule would allow observers to be within 3 to 8 feet from the tables where the voters show their ID, as well as allow them to move between tables and review non-confidential voter information in poll books. Republicans say they want a threat of punishment for any violations. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens and a pharmacy benefits company, alleging their son died because he couldn't afford a sudden $500 jump in the cost of his asthma medication. Shannon and William Schmidneck filed the federal lawsuit on January 21st, a year after the death of their 22-year-old son, Cole. They allege that Optum Rx stopped covering this $66 asthma medication without informing him. When he stopped at Walgreens Pharmacy in Appleton to refill his prescription, he was told new medication would cost him $539. He couldn't afford it and suffered a fatal asthma attack days later. Optum Rx said last April that Cole did file a prescription that day for a different asthma medication. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has reintroduced legislation to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list. Managing the gray wolf population has long been a topic of controversy in the state. Some argue the environmental agencies need more flexibility in managing the population, while others argue there should be a set population goal. Wisconsin has also seen an increase in the number of wolf attacks on livestock in recent years as the wolf population has bounced back. The legislation would prevent judges from overturning the change. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase by about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper rates. Next week is the annual observance of National 211 Day. February 11th, or 211, celebrates the go-to 24/7 three-digit resource that helps millions of people in the U.S. and Canada. The three-digit service connects information about resources and services available in your community. United Way of Southwood and Adams County recognizes the vital community hotline. Based on the latest 211 impact survey data, over 5,000 requests came in through the service in Wisconsin Rapids alone. In the nation, the number is over 20 million. February 11th will be 211 Day in Wisconsin Rapids to signify the importance of and the need to strengthen the 211 resource. WRCO News time is 12:17. When WRCO News returns, we will have this week's Richland County History Moment.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Simpsons Tractor in Richland Center wants to say a big thank you to all of their customers with Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through the 22nd. it'll be the perfect time to stock up and save. Get 20% off all parts during the entire event. And what's a celebration without some delicious food? Stop in and enjoy mouth-watering barbecue pork sandwiches from Richland Locker, available for all customers. So whether you're gearing up for spring work or just stopping by for the food and the deals, Simpson's Tractor has you covered. So mark your calendar. Join the fun during Customer Appreciation Days, February 17th through February 22nd at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Great deals, great food, and heartfelt thanks. Don't miss it. See you there.
Currently, it's sunny and 33 degrees at 1220. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland Center's death by chocolate. Question, did that really come true? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the book, Odd Wisconsin, Amusing, Perplexing, and Unlikely Stories from Wisconsin's Past. It was written by Erica Janik. It's on pages 125 and 126. As Ella Mealy left a party in Richland Center on January 8, 1891, she was given a bag of chocolates as a parting gift. She ate several pieces on her way home before collapsing in agony. After hours of convulsions and delirium, she uttered, "If this would be the end of me, I would be so happy." And she died of strychnine poisoning. Her party host had been the 24-year-old Rose Zoldesky, a Sunday school teacher who boarded with a widowed doctor. Zoldesky was accused of murder. At her trial, it was disclosed that she was in love with the doctor and had considered Ella Mealy a rival. Worse yet, it was also revealed that the doctor's wife had also died of strychnine poisoning soon after Rose Zoldesky came to live with them. Her case drew national attention, and but for her being a female, the press reported that she would have undoubtedly been lynched. Despite Zoldesky's seeming link to the two deaths, nothing connected her with the strychnine, and no one saw her poison the chocolates. She cut a fine appearance in the courts and favorably impressed the reporters. The jury, however, found her guilty. Unleashing fistfights and partisans, widespread pleas for clemency, they said. After Zoldesky spent 6 years in prison, Wisconsin's Governor William Upham pardoned her in his last day of office. It was early in 1897. She fled to a remote farm miles away from any train station to spend the rest of her life in obscurity. The press asked this question: was she a modern Lucretia Borgia or a victim of circumstantial evidence? After now more than a century, the jury is still out on that. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering Yuba bands and Czech music.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. A perfect gift for your sweetheart this month is a membership to the Richland County Historical Society. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is announcing its top 10 list for consumer complaint categories in 2024. At the top of the list is landlord and tenant issues, followed by telemarketing, home improvement, identity theft, and telecommunications. Rounding out the top 10 are medical services, motor vehicle repair, motor vehicle sales, travel, and motor vehicle accessories. For more information or to file a complaint yourself, you can visit consumerprotection.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is providing guidelines on merging for drivers. Recognize the February law of the month. Drivers should remember to give themselves plenty of space to merge onto highways, especially when merging near a large truck, commercial vehicle, or bus. Drivers merging for a lane closure should take turns with other drivers in a zipper fashion, as well as yielding in roundabouts as they look to enter and staying in the same lane until they're ready to signal their exit. June Dairy Breakfast events have been a tradition in most parts of Wisconsin, but La Crosse County won't be having one this year. In a social media post, the La Crosse County Lions said that this year's Dairy Breakfast is canceled. In the post, the organization said that they discovered during planning that they didn't have enough people to put on the event this year. Thousands of people attend the La Crosse County event each year. Last year, there were several dozen dairy breakfast events across Wisconsin. The 2025 United States Champion Cheese Contest is set to take place next month, bringing together dairy manufacturers from 31 states to compete for the title of U.S. Champion. Organizers say this year's contest has seen a record-breaking 2,400 entries submitted for evaluation, showcasing an array of cheese, butter, and dry dairy ingredients across 117 classes. Judges will evaluate the entries on various criteria, including flavor, texture, and appearance, as they seek to identify the standout products that will earn top honors. Ahead of the Wisconsin spring primary election on February 18th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Division of Motor Vehicles reminds citizens how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure of if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. Begin online to see a list of the required documents that are needed to present at a DMV customer service center in order to obtain identification to show at the polls. WisconsinDMV.gov/ID cards is the place to look for that information. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. Snowmobilers have more access in the Northwoods starting this weekend. The Oneida County Forest Department will open trails on Friday with a caveat. You're reminded to not drive over any river, lake, or pond because ice conditions are unstable due to changing temperatures over the last month. Only four other counties have their trails open this season. And also, a Northwoods community is getting ready for some classic pond hockey. Lake Minocqua will be the host for the 2025 American Pond Hockey Invitational. Crews have been getting the rinks ready since December and say the ice conditions are just right for the tournament. The event will feature 2 days of hockey along with parties and live music. The event kicks off on Friday. Today's winner of $50 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Rachel Wasinger on ticket number 673. WRCO News Time is 12:28. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Prem Meats, located in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, is the go-to spot for premium meats at unbeatable prices. Known for their top-quality beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, everything is crafted with care using perfected family recipes. They also offer fresh take-and-bake pizzas, perfect for a quick and delicious meal. For hunters, Prem Meats specializes in turning venison into mouth-watering snacks. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability and flavor always comes first. Stop by Highway 14 Spring Green today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham, died January 28th at the Richland Hospital. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet tomorrow from 3 until 5. A gathering will follow at Wolfie's Irish Inn in Muscadet. A private family burial will be held in the Dawson Cemetery in the spring. Diane Teach is survived by two children, Jimmy and Sativa Self of Ithaca, and Jackie Noyes of Madison. 11 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, significant other, Stephen A.J. Foyt of Gotham, sister, Patricia and Kevin Makovec of Yuba, stepsisters, Patty Castor of Mongolia, Texas, Karen Katcher of Oregon, and Terry Bone Brenham of Watertown. Many other relatives and friends. Diane Marie Teach, 71, of Gotham. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville, died Saturday at home. A celebration of life will be held this Saturday from noon until 4 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Tom Berger is survived by his wife, Brenda, a son, Nathan McBain, and Amy Reinhardt of Richland Center. 7 grandchildren, sisters and brother-in-law, Arnold and Teresa Williams of Richland Center, and Kim Nelson of DeForest, and other relatives and friends. Thomas E. Wiley Berger, 71, of rural Sextonville. Avis Marveen Subara, age 89, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Czech National Cemetery in Champion Valley, Yuba, following the service at approximately 1:30. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Marveen Subara is survived by 3 daughters, Jean Bield, Avis and Marty Brown, and Sheila and Tim Stark. 3 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, a brother, Thomas B., and a stepbrother, Wayne Wanless. Avis Marveen Subara, age 89. Steve Johnsrud, 71, of Wazika, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Service, Boscobel, Sunday from 1 to 4 and at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church Monday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations to the charity of your choice are appreciated. Steve Johnsrud is survived by 2 children, Tristan and Laura Johnsrud of West Salem, and Sarah and Chris Diaz of Eau Claire. 4 grandchildren, siblings Mark and Tom Davidson, Linda and Jimmy Garza, Donald B. Johnsrud, Sue and Arnie Clemma, Alan and Tracy Johnsrud, and Paul and Tammy Johnsrud. Steve Johnsrud, 71 of Wazika. Carol Sue Otteson, 85 of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 1:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10:30 until the time of service at 1:30. Carol Otteson is survived by her children, Brenda Otteson, Eric and Barb Otteson, Matthew and Kelly Otteson, and Michael Otteson, sisters Deanna O'Connell and Manola Norris. Carol Sue Otteson, 85 of Richland Center. Gay Donovan, 70 of Cazenovia, died yesterday at Harvest Guest Home. Services are pending at Clary Memorial's funeral home. Gay Donovan, 70 of Cazenovia. In birth news from Mason, Ohio, Heather and Carl Patterson had a son, Ronan Bain. The local grandmother is Joanne Krulatz.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Blustery winds coming across the region now in the wake of the cold front that passed through this morning. At least we're seeing some sunshine as well, but certainly be careful traveling with that gusty wind. Could push your vehicle around a bit. Any loose objects in your yard may also get whipped around. And of course, some weak tree limbs could have some trouble. Otherwise, we're looking for quieter weather tomorrow, just a little chilly out there, especially in the morning. A large weather system will slide in from the northern plains heading into Saturday. Should bring snow to much of the region, with the heaviest going just north of us. A winter storm watch has been posted for much of eastern Minnesota through central Wisconsin on Saturday, where some places could see over 6 inches of snow. We might get a couple inches around our area, so some slippery travel still possible, but you should be okay if you take your time. Then things dry out again starting Sunday and carrying us into the early part of next week. It will be somewhat colder than normal as well. Your forecast for the rest of today includes a wind advisory in Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties until 9 p.m. Sunny to partly cloudy and rather blustery, high temperature by 31. West wind 15 to 25, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight, low near 8. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high in the mid-20s with a west wind between 5 and 10. Friday night, there is a small chance of light snow developing towards Saturday morning, low at 12 degrees. And Saturday, cloudy with a good chance of snow throughout the day, ending by midnight or so. Right now, it looks like a couple inches could fall, trending heavier the further north you go. Again, our highs up around 27 on Saturday. Sunday, partly cloudy and cool. Gusty winds in the morning, low 8, high of 20. Monday, some sunshine and cool, low 0, high 22. Tuesday, cold and partly sunny with a high of 17. There is a slight chance of light snow Wednesday with a high of 19 degrees. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 32 degrees after a morning low of 22. Yesterday's high was 27, and we received a trace of mist. Record high set back in 1882 is 54 degrees, with a record low of 26 below that was set back in 1959. Last year's high was 52 with a low of 26. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:20. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:11. The winds are out of the east-northeast at 21 miles per hour, creating wind chills of 18 degrees. Our barometric reading is 29.82, and we have received a trace of freezing rain precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Field agronomists share some candid impressions about crop production today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. During a recent Illinois Soybean Association event, three independent agronomists pulled no punches in a panel discussion on crop production. First, Kelly Robertson of Precision Crop Services in Benton, Illinois.
The cover crop thing is probably my biggest pet peeve, in the sense that cover crops are sold as the cure-all. I mean, it'll make you smarter, richer, make your wife better looking, get your kids a degree. And the things that are promised through cover crops are not really real or obtainable. And the programs that are out there to promote cover crops have done farmers a great disservice.
Moving on to biologicals with Kyle Stull of Stull Agronomy in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
Trying to tell somebody that your soil should have this amount of whatever bacteria in it isn't really accurate, because I don't know if my soils are going to be the same as yours, but I'm pretty sure they're not. And it's a lot of pseudoscience and trying to like figure this stuff out. Maybe eventually we'll get there, but I don't think we're there right now.
Then Kelly Corrigan with McGillicuddy Corrigan Agronomics in Bloomington, Illinois.
You have to look at your most yield limiting factor, and that's what you have to attack first. And I feel like people will sell you micronutrients, but if your problem is potassium, micronutrients aren't going to help that much. So you really have to know for your own operation what the problem is.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Corn ban repealed. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Mexico is formally repealing its genetically engineered corn import ban. The U.S. Trade Representative says the action makes ineffective two sets of measures that USTR successfully challenged in the trade dispute. Mexico had 45 days from the decision in December to bring its actions in compliance with the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement before the U.S. was authorized to impose tariffs because of the ban. The action comes as the U.S. has agreed to a 30-day pause on 25% tariffs on Mexico. The USDA is reporting a big week of export sales for a couple of key commodities. Soybean meal hit a marketing year high on strong global demand for that feedstuff, while pork was up sharply on the week with big sales to Mexico. Corn, sorghum, and beef export sales were also above the previous week. Efforts to address market volatility. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has more from the 2025 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show in San Antonio.
Some members of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association want the organization to work with the CME group to reevaluate the daily price limit to ensure it accounts for fundamental market conditions. Dave Duzan, an Illinois cattle producer and president of the Illinois Beef Association, says wide swings increase market volatility.
A lot of that's pushed by short-term, you know, algorithm money, short-term trading, the managed funds that get in there and take a position, either long or short, and they just tend to skew the market.
He tells Brownfield when producers are hedging live cattle, it becomes even more of a challenge.
If you're short the board in a hedging position to limit your risk, those are huge margin calls.
I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
And the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association is 50 years old, and the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board has been managing the corn checkoff for 40 of them. Brownfield's Larry Lee talked to a farmer who was there when the checkoff began.
Cal Dalton farms near Endeavor.
I first started as a sales rep from Mid-State, going to Corn Expo just as an exhibitor, and then got on to the county board, and then the state board, and then I was on the National Corn Growers Board.
And after that, he joined the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board.
When I first started, we had a 10% checkoff, so we were only getting like pennies a bushel. We operated the growers on about a $20,000 budget, which you'd never get done today.
Dalton says in the early days, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association shared management with the soybean program. But now they have their own office and staff to help find new markets and new uses for corn. From the Wisconsin Corn Soy Pork Expo in Wisconsin Dells, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Policies and regulations are shifting in D.C. What does that mean for your farm? Find out during Compeer Financial's free webinar on February 19th at 1 p.m. Break down key policy updates and get actionable guidance with perspectives on legislative, economics, and trade. Plus, submit your own questions for a live Q&A session moderated by Compeer's ag economist, Megan Roberts. Register at compeer.com/webinar for the February 19th virtual event to navigate ag policy changes with confidence.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Thursday at midday, direct cash cattle trade is light and below a week ago, and cash hogs are steady in a light trade. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update. Again, direct cash cattle business is light. Sales are reported at $2.06 on the live basis in Kansas and Texas, $2 lower than last week's weighted average for the region. That follows up on Wednesday's activity at $2.05 live in Kansas, $3 lower, and $3.28 dressed in Iowa and Nebraska, down a dollar. Asking prices today are $2.08 live and $3.29 plus dressed, with bids of $2.08 live in Nebraska. USDA says beef export sales were up on the week. Box beef at midday is mixed with light movement. Choice is down $1.89 at $3.23.45, and select beef is up 31 cents at $3.14.64. At the winter livestock auction in Kansas, compared to the previous week, feeder steers weighing 600 to 800 pounds are steady to 5 lower, and steers weighing more than 800 pounds are steady to 5 higher. Feeder heifers weighing 500 to 900 pounds are steady to 5 higher, and steers and heifers weighing less than 500 pounds are down $10. USDA says there was good demand for a moderate supply, with receipts up on the week, down on the year. Medium and large number one feeder steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds range from 270 to 293.50. 8 to 9 weight steers sold at 266 to 280.50. Medium and large number one feeder heifers weighing 6 to 700 pounds reported at 263.75 to 292.50. And 7 to 8 weight heifers brought 251 to 260. Cash hogs are steady with extremely light negotiated movement at the major direct markets. It does look like most buyers have the needed near-term numbers in hand after the more aggressive movement earlier on in the week. USDA says pork export sales are above the prior week. The major direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality today. National direct barrels and gilts have a five-day rolling average of 85.21, and the Western Corn Belt is averaging 85.42. The Iowa, Southern Minnesota, and Eastern Corn Belt direct markets not only did not have a reported trend, they didn't have a reported five-day rolling average either. The butcher hog markets in Dorchester, Wisconsin, and Garnavello, Iowa are both steady at 60. And pork at midday is up $1.25 at $95.08, continuing that roller coaster. Loins, butts, hams, and bellies were higher. Picnics and ribs were lower. Get a full look at the markets, weather, and more on our website at brownfieldagnews.com. And you can also find us on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Livestock Update.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential. Maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more? Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
Hello, this is Chase Hester with Tipsack Auction Realty. We'll share results at upcoming events. We had a sunny day sale with a bigger crowd. Large squares topped at $180 a ton, and large rounds topped at $90 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Household, nice tools, guitars, hunting gear, ammo, and much more. Online only auction ending February 12th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020. Or for more info, or go to www.tipsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestitude. Have a great day.
Cattle futures are lower. Corn is higher. Soybeans and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, now mostly weak. There has been more rain in dry parts of Argentina, likely stabilizing crop conditions. Export sales were down in the week with a substantial cancellation by unknown destinations. March beans are a penny lower at 10.56. May is now down a half at 10.71 and three quarters. March bean meal's 2.20 lower at 306.10, and March soybean oil's down 4 points at 45.05. Corn's mixed, mostly. Corn is higher, supported by short covering and technical buying. It's monitoring development conditions in Argentina and second crop corn planting in Brazil. Weekly export sales for corn, solid, led by Mexico and Japan. March corn's up 2 at 495 and a quarter. May's 2 and 3 quarters higher at 507 and a half. And wheat's up as the trade continues to assess potential winter kill damage in parts of the Midwest and Plains. Export demand continues to be relatively slow, but last week's sales were above average. March Chicago's 14 higher at 586 and a quarter. March Kansas City's up 13 and three quarters at 605 and a half. March Minneapolis wheat's up 8 and three quarters at 627 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply, pressured by the lower direct business. Trade today is mostly at 206 live in the south, $2 lower than a week ago, and at 328 dress, down a dollar. April live's 467 lower at 196.62. June's down 402 at 191.87. March feeders are $6.02 lower at 264.72. And hogs are on the mostly higher side of things thanks to spread trade and the higher midday move in pork. April lean's up 22 at 91.77. May's 15 higher at 95.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
Knowing your safe cooking temperatures for meat. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There's going to be a lot of tailgate food served this weekend, you know, like hamburgers, chicken wings, hot dogs, those types of things. But do you know the proper temperatures to serve them? Jesus Garcia with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service has a reminder.
Your safe minimum internal temperatures for your foods are 145 degrees for whole meats. We're talking meat, veal, pork, 145 degrees. Now that meat is ground, it has to go up to 160. And all raw meat, raw poultry, ground or whole, needs to reach 165 degrees. Any fish or shellfish, 160 degrees. And any egg dishes, 160 degrees. Make sure that anything that you reheat, any leftovers or pizza that you need to reheat, reaches 165 degrees.
He tells Brownfield the best way to know if you're at those proper temperatures is to use a meat thermometer.
Any food thermometer that you purchase at the grocery store is fine. Just make sure to read the manufacturer directions of how to clean it. It's best to wipe it down with soap and water after you use it. I purchased some at the grocery store, and I put it in the dishwasher, and that's a big no-no.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Petco Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at PetcoLoveLost.org.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6500.
WRCO Sports is pleased to team with Westwood One Radio Network for the big game coming up on Sunday. Join us for the Super Bowl featuring the Chiefs and Eagles. Hear it on the radio beginning with the pregame time at 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Catch the game on us, WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. It's Super Bowl Sunday on the radio.
The news this hour, sponsored by Ryan's Auto Sales, providing a reliable lineup of quality vehicles, making the car buying process easy and dependable for all customers. And Richland Family Prescription Center, open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, offering handicapped accessibility, durable medical equipment, Medicaid and Medicare services, and delivery. Experience friendly, caring service because your health is their priority. Good afternoon. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 1 o'clock.
That may be associated with the ignition of the Hearst fire. President Trump now says no troops will be needed for his redevelopment plans in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed. And Netanyahu is meeting with lawmakers on Capitol Hill who are wanting more details. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Congressional Republicans, including John Thune, saying that in his view, it could shake up the status quo. It could change the Middle East. He was